Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
655 at 580 CFRA, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Low-carb diets back in the news. Now, according to some researchers, if you get your fat and protein sources from plants in a low-carb diet, you're going to do better than if you're getting them from animals.
Well, this is a study published in Annals of Internal Medicine and looked at the claim that low-carb diets promote weight loss, improve blood cholesterol levels, and reduce what's known as all-cause mortality, that is heart disease, cancers, and such. And so they looked at quite a number of men and women between 40 and 69, about 120,000 altogether, and then they assessed their diet by food questionnaire. And they found that by the end of the study, there was an association between higher meat diets and cardiovascular deaths, but there wasn't any difference between cancer mortality risk. But when you look at the study, and the authors even admit this, that the study was limited because diet and lifestyle issues were assessed with a degree of error. And there really wasn't, when you look at even the statistical significance, when you work the numbers and find out what the significance was, they really weren't that great. It really didn't really show very much. And even the editorials about this in the journal said that it really cannot satisfy us with a definitive answer, and that the issue is that it was questionnaires. It wasn't really looking at people and what they were eating. And as a result, really can't say very much about this. And that's ultimately, when you look at the headlines for this, to keep that in mind. Statistically, they may have found an association, but it was very weak. So you can't really say eating meat or vegetables in terms of your protein sources is going to be the better for you.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.